السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: السعيد من وعد بغيره، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. This is the verse of Surah Al-Yusuf, the last verse, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that the stories, the waqi'at, the incidents has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. It is not just fairy tale. It is not just the stories. It is the ibra, it is the nasiha, it is the advice. It is to learn the lessons from the previous ummah and nation. The word ibra in Arabic terms, the root of it is abara, ayn, ba, and ra. And abara means to cross from this side to the other side. So the word ibra means to cross from ignorance to the knowledge, from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the darkness towards the light, towards the Noor. This is the crossing from this side to that. That is why it is called Ibra. Now, there are so many stories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned for our height, for our guidance, for our hidayat. In the beginning of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the purpose of the revelation of the Holy Quran, the most authentic book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This is the book. There is no doubt in it. هدى للمتقين. So this whole revelation of the Holy Quran has been revealed for the guidance and the hidayat of for the believers, mu'mineen. And the ibra and nasiha is not for everybody. It's not for the layman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has categorized it لِأُولِلْ أَلْبَابِ. Only those who got intellect, who got aql, who got understanding, who can ponder and contemplate on it, this is the story for them. It is not for everybody, it is not for the ordinary person. لِأُولِلْ albab. We have to have that understanding, that mindset to understand the nasiha and the lesson from the story which is mentioned in the Holy Quran. And in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the stories of the Anbiya alayhim salam, from Adam alayhi salam all the way to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and their nations, their ummah, what happened, how they react, and what was the outcome, what is the consequences of their actions or reactions, etc. And most mentioned Prophet of Allah in the Holy Quran is Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Kalimullah. Allah has, you know, spread his stories throughout the Quran from the beginning to the end, little bit here, little bit there, chapter by chapter, as is necessary and need. In the story of Bani Israel, his followers, the Jewish. And most of the lessons is for us to learn from these people, how crooked, how rebellious these people were, how disobedient and troubled nation. Up till now, it's troubling the whole world. The whole world is in problem because of this nation. Up till now, and it will continue till Yawmul Qiyamah. These people will be the in majority to support and follow the Dajjal. It's these same people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, I will just relate few points from the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to give him a nubuwat, a prophethood, the task of the prophethood, and he called him onto the, you know, the Mount Tur, and then he addressed him, and Allah, فَخْلَنَ عَلَيْكِ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. You are on the blessed place, you take off your shoes and listen to me, I'm going to grant you a prophethood. Then the conversation took place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam used to have the stick, the asa, is very famous, the asa of Musa, stick, he used to carry all the time. That is why it is one of the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salam, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, to have the stick in our hands, not to hit somebody, but for our protection and taking support on it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked Musa alayhi salam, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Oh Musa, what is there in your right hand? Now the question arises, Allah doesn't know. Allah is aware of everything. Allah is the one who created Musa alayhi salam. Allah is the one who created the stuff and the stick. And he is asking question. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question to draw the attention. That the thing is going to come afterwards, a people must pay full attention towards it. So he asks the question to make him alert. What is there in your hand, O Musa? Musa alayhi salam could just say in short, in brief, that this is the stick. But he never said. He said, Qala asai, this is my stick. You know, if someone is sitting in your car pointing out towards the, you know, box, what is this box? You're going to say tissue box, right? But if you ask about your watch, hey, you're wearing very nice latest watch, looks so nice, so smart, then you're going to say, it is my watch. And then you start, you know, giving the benefit of this watch, why you are wearing it. It gives you accurate time, it is calendar in it, it controls your ECG, it counts your steps, and it takes your messages, receives your messages, emails you can do through it, you can call. So you keep on counting the benefits of this watch, how important and how expensive this watch is. And this is my watch. I spend money on it. I like it. There are so many benefits for me. That's why I'm carrying it all the time. Not for the show off, but to have benefit. So after counting the benefits and importance of this watch, your friends say, okay, throw it. Throw it. How are you going to think about it? I mean, what, you are mentioning the importance of the watch and how valuable it is, and it's telling you to throw it. It makes sense? It doesn't make sense? So Allah Ta'ala said, he is counting the benefit of the stuff. قَالَ هِي عَسَاي أَتَوَكُّ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. That this is my stick, you know, I throw onto the tree and I do the leaves, So the my goat and sheep can have the leaves and fruits from the tree. And there are so many benefits. Ya Allah, I have it. Qala alqiha. Throw it. But this is the sunnah of the Prophet. When commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down, he does not take time. He does not hesitate. He does not start thinking and why Allah is asking me or telling me to do this. He doesn't use his smartness or intellect. Command of Allah, as he received, immediately action. فَأَلْقَهَا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you throw your stuff, Musa alayhi salam immediately threw it on the ground. فَأَلْقَهَا. That fa in Arabic comes for fawriya, meaning immediate action. There is no delay. فَأَلْقَهَا. And when it comes summa in Arabic terms, summa means after a while. Summa awhayna ila umme Musa. After a while, we have revealed, revelation to Musa alayhi salam's mother. There are so many ayat in that, which is the, difference between summa and summa fa. So fa is for the immediate reaction, and summa for delay. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used here the word fa, fa'alqaha, that immediately Hazrat Musa alayhi salam threw the stick. Now he threw the stick, and this is the lesson for us. They say, what do we have to understand from this incident? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khalid, is our Malik. Right? And He is telling us to give up so many things in our lives. If a person is habitual of gambling, Allah's command is throw it, quit. Don't do gambling, don't buy lottery tickets, it's haram. A person is involved in alcohol, drinking, Allah's command is throw it, quit. Don't smoke, it's dangerous for health. See, so many businesses we are doing which is not lawful, which is not Sharia allowed it. So for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are going to throw something, then you will see the benefit. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam that whatever you have in your hand, throw it. So when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam immediately reacted on it, فَأَلْقَهَا, when he throws the stuff, what it becomes. And this is also one of the lessons we all have to learn. That when we quit, or when we do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we expect immediate profit. For example, a person has quit his haram business. Now business is down, stopped selling, cigarettes and alcohol. And he found the business is down. Right? A sister started wearing hijab. The people started mocking on her, or she might lose her job because of the wearing scalp. So there are so many challenges to practicing on the laws in Sharia, the laws of the Islam. But when we do that, we need immediate reaction and fruit. And this is not the sunnah of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests over and over and over again to make sure his iman, his faith, his conviction, his tawakkul is on which level. So when you do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't expect the result and outcome in your favor immediately. It is not going to happen. فَأَلْقَهَا فَإِذَا حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. The moment Hazrat Musa alayhi salam threw the stuff on the ground, it became a moving snake, a big snake, turned into the snake. It did not become a golden stick. Right? So this is what the lesson. If you quit for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are going to lose. You are going to go through with the hardship and difficulty. You're not going to get the reward same time from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had to be patient. So it became a snake. And another side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Musa alayhi salam got so scared, he ran away. Because just imagine, if the snake enters in this room, none of us going to sit here quietly, right? We are all going to jump and try to run away because we are scared of a snake, it's going to bite, we're going to die. And just imagine in front of Musa alayhi salam is a python, the big snake, and immediately started moving, coming towards Musa alayhi salam. So as a human being, he got scared. That's natural. He got scared. Now what is the second command came to Allah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That فَإِذَا حَيَّةٌ تَسَىٰ قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَوْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْعُلَىٰ. O Musa alayhi salam, don't run away, don't be scared, grab it. Now our intellect is working. Ya Allah, when I was counting the benefit of these sticks, it's so important for me. It is so helpful for me. That's why I'm carrying this stick all the time. So the beneficial thing, you commanded me to throw it. So I threw it for your command. Now it turned into the snake. And I'm scared of the snake. I'm scared of my life. Now you are commanding me to grab it. It is harmful. When it was beneficial for me, you told me to throw it. Now it became harmful to me, dangerous for me. You commanding me to grab it is against the human nature. But this is what exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to test us. Don't use your logic. Don't use your intellect. Be totally depend on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in Him. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَىٰ. Don't be afraid, don't be scared, grab it, obey my command. If you are going to obey my command, I will turn back into your benefit. Trust me, this is the matter of trust. In front of you, it looks like a snake, and you are scared of it naturally. But if you follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without thinking, just obeying the direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even outwardly it looks against of you. We are living in that environment, so many challenges. So in this environment, we have to just obey strictly and hold fast the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do that, then you will see the benefit, what will come outward after the obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Musa alayhi salam grabbed the snake, what happened? The snake bite him? No. When Allah Ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam trusted on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he was stretching his hand, it looked like a snake, he's going to grab the snake. But did the snake bite him? No. Because Allah's promise was, I'm going to turn it back in your benefit. And that was the trust. So when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam grabbed the, it became stick again. It became stick. Right? So this is what the lesson we all have to learn. Now, this stick will play a very important role in the whole life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. This is the mu'jiza that was a miracle granted to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, especially. Now he came into the court of the Fir'aun and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him that you must take Bani Israel with you and migrate, make hijrah from Egypt towards Palestine. So he came in front of Fir'aun and said, you must leave, let us go, me and my followers. He said, no, we're going to punish you. How dare you are. So here Jibreel salam came and the whole story is long. I'm going to cut short. So he gathered all the magicians to test Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So there, thousands of people got together, and there were hundreds of magicians, and they were showing the miracle, the sahar, yeah? You know, like jadu and magic. So through the magic, they made all the stuff, hundreds of stuff and sticks, they turned into the snake. There, it was only one stick turned into the snake. But here are hundreds like that, stuck. Now you have to deal with all those, you know, snakes all together. So now the first place, the calamity and challenge was in the low position. Now the imtihan and the test is become more greater and more severe compared to the first exam and first test. Here there were hundreds of snakes around him. Again, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed that فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً. The first situation, when he saw one snake, he got so scared. Now second time, he is, you know, facing hundreds of the snakes. But Musa alayhi salam did not run away from that hundred of snakes. Instead of running, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً. Allah Ta'ala said, elevated his status, his himmah, his, you know, his courage, that he did not run away, he did not scare. Little bit scaredness came in his heart. Little bit scaredness came in his heart. So Allah Ta'ala revealed that لا تخف, that you are going to be elevated in front of all these magicians. You don't worry. Your one staff will be sufficient for them. You trust me. Now, as they threw all this, you know, stuff on the ground, here Hazrat Musa alayhi salam threw his staff, and one staff swallowed, you know, all those magicians, snakes, big size, medium size, large size, all together, that one staff of Musa alayhi salam swallowed. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted victory to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, upon the Fir'aun. Now the third imtihan is coming, and again, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's running out from the Egypt with the followers, Bani Israel. Now they came into the situation when there was no pathway. فَلَمَّا تَرَى الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. When these two groups, one side is Bani Israel, other side, you know, the followers of Fir'aun, Qibtis, they came to the place with the near River Nile. So this Bani Israel started blaming Musa alayhi salam. That, oh Musa, look at the army of Fir'aun is here nearby us, and in front of us is the River Nile. So now our situation is like a sandwich. This side is Fir'aun and his army, and this side is the River Nile. How are we going to go away? Inna lamudrakun. We are overtaken. How you brought us in this situation, and how are you going to get away from here? That was the worried and concern of Bani Israel. But here, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Kalimullah, one of the Ulul Azm, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without hesitation, without thinking and pondering, immediately Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam replied to Bani Israel, Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayhatir. Never ever, my Lord is with me and he will guide me. In this situation, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's iman, after so many tests, becomes so strong and high in position, that in this time Musa alayhi salam never even mentioned about stuff and stick. He did not say, this is my stick, I will benefit, or what and what, or this stick will protect me. Not a name of the stick. Directly he said, Inna ma'ya rabbi sayadeen. That
My Lord is with me and he is going to guide me towards the right path. Now his tawakkul is not on the stick anymore. He is not worried about anyone else. His total reliance on the nusrat and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Rabbi Sayadin. I don't need anyone else. My Parwardigar, my protector and my provider is with me, and definitely he's going to give me the getaway and exit from this situation and from this condition. When he said that with full conviction, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word fa'awhayna ila Musa an alki asa. That immediately I have revealed upon Musa al-Islam that he must hit his staff onto the river Nile. Wadrib bi asaka al-bahr. Again, miracle. Logically, it doesn't make sense that you hold the staff and you start beating the water. We never seen or thought of this kind of action that intelligent person can do it. Right? The water is flowing in the river. You go bank of the river and you start hitting and beating the water. People, when we see what they're going to think about your mental position. Eh? How are you going to beat the water and split the water? You know? But that was a miracle. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the same stick of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to split the water, you know, river Nile, and not one, 12 path, you know, created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by one stick. And every tribe, you know, crossed through, and we know the story how Musa alayhi salam safely came out from the water, and then in the same water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned Fir'aun with his whole army. There are so many incidents, my brothers and sisters, in the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how steadfast he was, and how in every situation, in every condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him victory and strength and power just because he has obeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way shown by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the lessons, my brothers and sisters, we all have to learn from the stories of the Holy Quran, is always teaching us to rely and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation and follow his commands the way shown by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.